Campbell was so angry that he walked out of the meeting to call Lewin at home. When his wife said he was in the shower, Campbell said, "I'll wait." A few minutes later, when she said he was still in the shower, Campbell again said, "I'll wait." When Lewin finally came on the phone, Campbell asked him if it was true. Lewin acknowledged it was. Campbell hung up without saying another word. After hearing the fury of his senior staff, Scully surveyed the members of the board. They likewise felt that Jobs had misled them with his pledge that he would not raid important employees. Arthur Rock was especially angry. Even though he had sided with Scully during the Memorial Day showdown, he had been able to repair his paternal relationship with Jobs. Just the week before, he had invited Jobs to bring his girlfriend up to San Francisco so that he and his wife could meet her, and the four had a nice dinner in Rock's Pacific Heights home. Jobs had not mentioned the new company he was forming, so Rock felt betrayed when he heard about it from Scully. "He came to the board and lied to us," Rock growled later. "He told us he was thinking of forming a company, when in fact he had already formed it. He said he was going to take a few middle-level people. It turned out to be 5 senior people.